This is GamerCast episode 293. Oh, ham axe! This is the show recorded on the 14th of May, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Max Payne. Hey, Max. How's it going, Max?
See, I would have been like, oh, hi, or something like that, as opposed to, oh, hi. I don't know how you said it.
Hi. Hi, God. Yeah, we were fun. So what's going on this week? Anything? Yeah, you can watch our Diablo 3 unboxing on the YouTube channel now, and if not now, in the next few minutes.
Well, it's been up. It said when I left.
Being processed.
It wanted like 6 minutes.
Spin.
Oh no, someone's commented, so maybe.
Okay, it looks like it's up then.
Oh,
it is
maybe
up
not.
Right
I don't
now.
Know. There's no image. It's 15 minutes long.
Whoa!
Can I watch the videos by reading the code? There's the video code.
It's just a YouTube error dump. Anyway, let's get on with it, shall we?
Well, someone's already commented, and it's like, can you actually watch it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always have to generate a thumbnail straight away. The videos are live before that. If you use YouTube a lot like me, you'd know that.
Now for the news.
Alright, so there's actually a couple of bits in the news this week. We're going to go through them relatively quickly because we all want to play Diablo, and so we need to meditate until we can get Diablo and the servers come online. So we're going to start off with some sad, sad news. Bioshock Infinite, the game which I'm not interested in whatsoever.
But I'm interested in a hell of a lot.
Has been delayed until next year.
Yes, so it's coming out February 26th now, I believe. Where I just double check my date down below. February 23rd, sorry about that. Slightly wrong by 3 days. They've said they need more time to polish it. They've also said it's not going to be at E3 or Gamescom. So
obviously they're the busiest trying to get it finished.
Yeah, so they're really busy, so they don't have the time to make a demo, which, you know, is fair enough. However, that does mean the general public never gets to play it before the game's release.
That could mean it's rubbish.
And it means press only get to play it again before it's up for a
10
review.
10 seconds before it's released.
Or I suppose they might do some kind of events beforehand. Course, you know, delays happen all the time. It's expected within the games industry. Things don't always go as planned, and they need a little extra time to polish things or get rid of bugs. So we're fine with it. It just means I've got to wait until February, and I'm not going to get it before my birthday.
Well, the end of this year is fairly busy anyway, so...
It is. Assassin's Creed's on my birthday, so I'm happy with that.
There's a game called Dishonored. This is actually a game I know nothing about.
So this is the game that might be kind of like Thief, but could not. Depends how it goes. So you can go the Thief kind of route, so you can go the stealthy route, or you can go action-y.
Yeah,
it's within a steampunky style, Victorian-looking environment. Is it Victorian? Maybe it's not Victorian. I don't know. There's prostitutes and stuff. What?
Well, you could say the same about any game nowadays.
Yeah, but, you know...
You can play it however you want.
No, well, you should look at the game then and see if you're interested in it. Because it could be good.
Thief 2, best game.
It could be good. So, Dishonored could look good. And also, as, you know, we've just been talking about it instead, the point of it being on there is that it's been given a release date of October 12th. So this has taken the release date kind of slot almost of where Bioshock was. Bioshock was the 18th of October, I believe. And Dishonored is coming out on the 12th. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PS3. I believe it's coming out on PC as well. Yep. So Dishonored is being made by Arkane. They were the guys who were making the really cool... I can't remember what it was called. It was like a time-traveling game with Crusaders in it, was it? Or something like that. It was a really weird game with Viktor Antonov in doing the kind of architectural design. And he's the guy who did like the Citadel and influenced like a lot of Half-Life 2. I like Half-Life 2.
Black Mesa for the win.
Because they also made Arc Fatalis, which was an Xbox game. Do you remember me showing you that? You wouldn't remember. I showed you a box art a while back of a game, and I was like, do you remember seeing this game? And I didn't really remember seeing it that much. The Crossing, which got cancelled. I think it had to do... Did it have anything to do with Crusaders? Or am I making that up in my head? Or maybe I'm thinking because...
Yeah, someone's got a loot and pillage.
Oh, no, there you go. It was the knights, the Templar knights. Is that... That's different, isn't it? I'm not good with history.
They're all knights. They're all Christians. They're all doing their dirty things they should be doing.
It was the parallel universes crossed, which is why it's called The Crossing, and it was modern-day Paris crossed with a timeline of... In 1307.
Crossed with Baghdad.
1307. So, yeah, but The Crossing kind of got infinitely delayed and then kind of slightly cancelled. But Arcane have been working on Dishonored instead. Then we've got another piece of sad news. I suppose I should have put the sad news together. Tomb Raider has been delayed as well. If you ask
no
me,
big deal.
This doesn't really come as a surprise to me because the last thing, of course, they've really shown is promotional images and the demo at E3. Obviously, they need a little more time to make it as good as they want it to be. They've said they do want to focus on making it the best as possible. They have already, though, announced that there is going to be a new demo at E3. Or they've said that there's new stuff at E3 and that everyone's going to love it or something like that. And they've got a teaser image that they've released of Lara on a tree aiming at something. I can't remember. Oh, there was a guy hanging from his feet. Was he hanging? I put a post up just now on Gamercast website.
Post on the website. Find out more now.
Yeah, you can see the image on there.
GamerCast.net.
I want to play it. Tomb Raider. Yeah. I want to see if it's changed a lot. Because the thing is, of course, what was shown at E3 was, you know, the first glimpses of the new Tomb Raider, other than those original concept images that we had. And it'll be interesting seeing if it's really changed in the year. Because there might be some things that have really changed. And I wonder when they're going to announce the lady who's doing the voice. Because she was totally not normal Lara. And she was all sweary. Lara doesn't swear. She does now.
Lara doesn't swear. She's like too posh.
She does
posh
now. She said like bum and stuff.
Bum?
I'm not going to swear on the show because you'll moan at me.
Oh, nibba.
Because the
bum.
Going on iTunes and whatnot.
Bum.
She doesn't say bum. I think if she said bum, she'd laugh.
Bum.
Silly.
Where's my butler?
Tomb Raider is coming out first quarter of 2013, apparently now. So around the same time that Bioshock Infinite's coming out. Then we've also got Blood Bowl Chaos Edition's been announced, which is, if I scroll down, Cyanide doing another release of Pick
Up.
Pick Up. Another release of Blood Bowl, which includes expands the single player by adding World Championship mode that increases the national qualifying games to Continental Cups. Right to the final tournament. It's kind of new content. I imagine it's kind of pretty much the same game. It's got three new races in it, though. You got Chaos Dwarfs, Demons of Kron.
Demons of some place.
Kron. And the Outcasts of the Underworld. And there's also a new stadium that's been made by the Amazon and Lizard Men in the Heart of the Jungle. So lots of new content for any Blood Bowl fans out there, which is, of course, a Warhammer thing.
Carmageddon Reincarnation is a fun reboot.
Yes, well, it's a new Carmageddon game. So this has been in development for quite a long time now. They've had the Carmageddon Reincarnation website up for like maybe a year plus. It's been made in the Isle of Wight, like it always used to be at... Is it Ray... I want to call them Rays... They're not Razor, are they? No, I can't remember the name.
By people who could cause much controversy in the 1990s.
Yeah. I imagine they've still got people from the original team there as well. Carmageddon Reincarnation. So the main reason we're mentioning it is they've decided to launch a Kickstarter.
Because basically they want...
Stainless games.
$400,000.
Yeah. They want $400,000. That's their minimum. I think they kind of just want it to try and make the game better. Because the thing is, they've been working on it for so long, but I guess maybe it's not up to scratch or something like that, and they just want to...
And they've run out of internal
try
funds.
Their best. Yeah, they might run out of funds. It also then means they can give a date as well, if they do get the money, which is February next year. You can get a copy of the game for $15 if you pledge it. If you want to help out Carmageddon, I imagine it's probably made it by now. Carmageddon.
Anyway, Carmageddon, for those that don't know, is a fun, exciting car game where you drive a car around and kill people.
Or zombies, however, dependent on the
if
game.
You're in a bad country which likes to censor stuff, then there's zombies you're killing.
Like
Wolf 3D, like Wolfenstein. With the giant rats instead of dogs, because Nintendo are a bunch of... And of course, the space aliens in disguise. Damn Nintendo.
Oh, they haven't made it yet. So they've still got 23 days, and they've made $232,621.
Okay, so they need another $170,000. So you could either pledge it to that, or you could donate it to Gamercast.
I mean, it is pretty crazy, because they've had one person back $10,000.
No, if you're rich and you like Carmageddon, where should you
spend
your
money on? And they'll do for $10,000 is fly you from a nearby major international airport to the UK, and then they'll collect you in their Carmageddon Range Rover, and then they'll let you sit down with the design team and create a new opponent based on your likeness.
Your beast.
And you can join in with the team to create a backstory and customise a vehicle to your liking, and then you'll be forever inside Carmageddon.
Hopefully it won't be a bad game.
And they also give you, it includes a flight, all UK travel, and 3 nights in a local hotel on the Isle of Wight. Got some nice little arcades in the Isle of Wight, or they used to.
Isle of Wight's quite nice.
When I went there.
It's an isle, you see.
Yeah, did I go there in primary school? I don't know.
We could go to Newport.
Yeah, there's Newport in the Isle of Wight, there's Newport in Essex, and there's Newport in Wales. And of course, Newport in America as well.
The chat room says, I assume you get a copy of the game for pledging $10,000.
No, you don't. Yeah. For the $10,000 one, you get all their rewards, which were below 750 quid. Otherwise, though, they have actually got rewards that are they've got two 10,000 ones. Then they've also got a 7,500, 2,500, 1,000, and then 750. 750 and below, you get all of that stuff. So you get like t-shirt and signed piece of concept art, a poster, a goodie bag, stickers. It's really expensive. If you want a t-shirt for it, you've got to pledge $150. That's a really expensive t-shirt.
It is. Just nick the logo off their website and send it to your favourite t-shirt printing company.
Okay, if you want the game Ninja. In a box, $150. If you want a poster with four copies of the game.
Yeah, but you're not buying those things. 100. You're pledging the money. Those are things you get as a bonus. So stop making it sound like it's the most expensive t-shirt in the world.
Well, I'm just saying that's quite expensive to just get a t-shirt for $150.
Yeah, but you're pledging the money.
I pay £10 for a t-shirt. £10.
Speaking of t-shirts, we're giving away a t-shirt soon, aren't we?
Yes, we'll give away a Witcher 2 t-shirt soon. If you're listening, so keep an eye on the website /Twitter/Facebook as well.
And like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Since now we fixed it so international people can access it.
An announcement of a new game that's going to be on show at E3, and we're going to check out as well.
Come again.
No, The Incredible Adventures.
Hulk.
No, not The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing. So this is being made by NeoCore Games, who made the King Arthur strategy game for PC. And they're making a new game in the fantastical Dracula style universe, because of course Van Helsing. And it's an action RPG, sorry about that, set within the universe. I mean, nothing's really been shown or said as of yet. There are concept art images. We've got a little image on our website. And it's all going to be kind of shown off at E3, really. We've got an appointment. We're going to check it out. Or Charlotte's going to check it out. Or we're going to check it out. It's supposed to be coming out in the fourth quarter of this year.
I ain't checking nothing out.
For PC and Xbox Live Arcade, so I imagine PC release will be Steam in a digital version.
Steam. It's not easy being Steam.
And yeah, because it's always quite nice having things within different universes. Because, you get stuff with vampires, but you don't generally get, stuff within the Dracula universe that much. You get a few things, but not a huge amount. Then, next up, another game's been announced, which is... Can you pause me? Thank you. A game called Dark, which has been announced by Calypso, which is a third-person stealth action game for Xbox 360 and Windows. When I say Xbox 360, they've just said Xbox 360, so I guess that means a full-blown retail release. But it's a futuristic...
You what?
...game with vampires. There's a big theme of vampires at the moment. I wonder what you were just typing in there.
password and login for the thing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you're a vampire.
Do you want me to put it over here so people can see what it is? Shh, Catherine.
You're the one playing me.
It plays automatically. Make it stop.
Yeah, I know it does play automatically.
Make it stop.
I can't. Yeah, so you play this vampire dude who's out to discover the secrets of the mysterious global corporation called Geoforge. You use your vampire skills, which help you, of course, with stealth and lethal combat. Because I suppose it depends on what kind of vampire style traits you have. Because I'm sure in some things vampires can see in the dark. It kind of depends on what style of vampire they've gone with. It's got a kind of cell shaded look. If you look at the image we've got on our website, which makes it look kind of nice, nicer than Darkness 2, if you ask me. But hopefully it'll be good. Hopefully they can pull off stealth well, because stealth can be a tricky thing to get right. I mean, games can do it right or they can do it terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But stealth with RPG elements could be interesting as well, I suppose. And that is coming out early next year. That's also at E3, and I believe we're going to be checking that out as well. Some Ghost Recon news. So we mentioned Future Soldier last week or the week before because it went up on Love Film, and you could watch it on there if you were a Love Film subscriber. Well, now, today, you can actually view it on YouTube. So if you go on youtube.com/ghostrecongame, you can watch the whole alpha short film, 24 minutes long in length, and it works as a really nice prequel. It's a really good short film, a really nice prequel for the game, and shows off one of the multiplayer maps and includes characters from the game as well, so that's really cool. So Ghostlight, who we've mentioned a fair bit recently because they've been announcing lots of stuff, have now announced that they're taking pre-orders for the third installment of the Agarest games, which is Agarest Generations of War 2. They released the previous ones. It's a PS3 only game, and they released them before as well in a nice collector's edition. However, this collector's edition that they're selling is even better, and actually a really nice collector's edition, because they're doing a deluxe edition as well as a standard collector's edition. The deluxe edition includes the game, a double-sided inlay for the game, so you can switch it around to whichever one you'd prefer, a 48-page hardback art book. So 48 pages isn't much, but it's a smallish art book. Six collectible art cards, which is one thing Ghostlight like to do, so they did it with Persona and Persona 2 and Persona 3. You get an A3 poster that has characters on it from the game. You get that all in a slip case. And then, as well as that, you get an Agarest 2 messenger bag. So a really, really nice messenger bag that has, well, they say phone storage, headphone access point, so I guess you can plug it in one bit and it threads through, and it can easily then, you know, plug in and stuff. And apparently all the compartments you could ever need, as well as a baseball cap and the official soundtrack in a jewel case. And that's only £65, which for a collector's edition, because it's got a bag with it, and it's a really nice looking bag. Yeah, £65. Or if you just want the smaller things, so minus the cap and the bag, and the soundtrack. Oh no, apparently it has a soundtrack as well. You can get the standard collector's edition for £40. Sorry. Then we've got Hungry Giraffe. So this is a game that came out on PSN, well, PSN via PSP Minis a little while back, and it was kind of an eat-em-up game. So So you were like a really cute little giraffe that made a cute Yoshi-style noise when he ate. You were like, Yoshi doesn't sound like that. Yoshi does not sound like that. So what you had to do is he was just moving and you just had to keep eating stuff. If you stopped eating stuff, he'd fall down. You couldn't eat bad things and so on. And they're releasing that for iOS now as well. It reviewed really well on PSP Minis, although the cool thing that it had was it was the first PSP Mini to include upscaling for PS3. So it had a nice HD, well, they say HD version. I'm not sure what actual resolution it played in, but upscaled version 4 is specifically PlayStation 3.
Well, if it's just
3.
Upscaled, then it's not natively that resolution. It's just scaled.
Well, it wasn't actually an upscaler, though, because it did actually change it. They made something. It made it look really nice on PS3. So yeah, that's coming out on
They made Sith Lord 58 come down there and start beating
iOS,
them up.
Have I got a date? I haven't got a date, but it's going to be a free-to-play game with in-app purchases. You know, maybe different colours for the giraffe. So, well, Lollipop Chainsaw is coming out soon, of course. Anyone that doesn't know what this is...
Yeah, DVD Mike was on about this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's the new Suda game. It features a girl called Juliet, I believe her name is. Yeah, Juliet. She's a cheerleader who's killing zombies. She has a chainsaw, which is why it's called Lollipop Chainsaw.
What about Carmageddon?
We're not talking about Carmageddon. The script... or the translation of the script and the script for the UK has been done by James Gunn, for anyone who knows who, what.
Carmageddon on the Wii with the Mario Kart steering wheel. Just think what Nintendo would have to say about it.
They'd say no.
No. You have to change the people to Mr. Kojima.
Yeah, so they've announced a whole host of costumes that Juliet can wear in the game. I don't think I really mentioned all of them. Some of them are really weird. Well, so you've got, like, there's sexy American casual, American cheerleader costume, purple pride uniform, date night outfit, bunny costume, crash helmet, Cordelia's costume. I'm not sure what Cordelia they mean, unless it's just a character from the game. Dad's costume, mum's costume, which sounds terrible. Japanese maid costume. Sexy rider suit, which is a pink leather jumpsuit, which slips down the middle.
Fun.
Yeah, just lots of weird things. There's a striped bikini, so she could just wear a bikini, top and bottoms. A sexy seashell bikini, so with seashells. Yeah, so they've kind of gone out on customization, really, I suppose.
I see why DVD Mike likes this game.
Well, it's a girl with a really short skirt that kicks and kills zombies with her chainsaw.
Kicks and kills.
Well, she can beat them up, and she's got a chainsaw. She's also, her chainsaw, I think, can turn into a gun, or she's got a gun as well, which is a massive thing. It's coming out June 15th for Xbox 360 and PS3, and I'm totally looking forward to it. What?
Where's Frank West in all this? What's going on?
Frank West is back in the shopping mall.
Still?
Yeah.
What noob?
Yeah. Also, this girl, Julia, has the severed head of her boyfriend on her, or hanging off her belt, or something like that. Who talks to you?
Is this game coming out on a
Suda game?
Is this game coming out on a Nintendo console?
No, it's Xbox 360 and PS3. I'm totally looking forward to it.
Just think what Nintendo would do. They changed the zombies into rabid.
They can do rabbits. Zombies. They'd have green blood, though, wouldn't they? Would they have green blood? That's Germany, isn't it? I'm confused.
Who cares?
You get lots of restrictions.
Let's all play Wolf 3D.
Can if you want.
Screw it, let's get John Carmack on the show. We can talk about the Rage Engine, like get Wester on, and we can get really technical.
So, Lost Winds, some people may remember from the
3D
Nintendo Wii.
That's I'm playing it.
On WiiWare. Lost Winds 2 Winter of the Melodias, or Melodias, is coming out for iOS, which is quite nice. So for anyone who hasn't got a Wii or played it on WiiWare, you'll be able to pick up on iOS. It's coming out in the future. Oh no, it's available now. For £2.49. So the game does feature different things, like real-time radiosity, wow, for an iOS game, which is only, for example, on the iPad. Then there's Dynamic Shadows, which is only on the iPad. It's got dynamic lights, which is available on most things, and then refractive and reflective ice. So they've done some stuff to make it look prettier, pretty much. Then Paul's going to play some Wolf 3D, as you can see, and I'll just talk over the top. Am I talking over the
top?
I'll
turn the sound off. Chillax.
Okay, cool. Don't tell me to chillax. So Outernauts has been announced. This is a game made by Insomniac, who recently, of course, started up a social games team at their studio. And this is being made in conjunction with EA. So I guess EA are funding it, maybe, as Insomniac partnered with them, of course, to make... remember the name of it. The game they announced at E3.
Hey, look, there's Windsor.
What? Was it a dead body? Was it a dead body?
Yeah. This is going to be really difficult without sound, because I'm not going to know if I'm like being shot at without, unless I actually get hit.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
only if
I get hit. So what Outernauts looks to be is it's an adventure role-playing game on Facebook.
Mine obviously.
It looks really nice. I'm not sure how it works, because of course I'm sure it will have to have some kind of micro transactions in it. But it looks really quite nice. There's a closed beta running on Facebook this summer, and the game will come out a bit later after that. But then the thing is, games are always in development when they're on Facebook, because the developers can always change them, because it's a lot easier than, of course, a disc-based game. Then we've got some Batman Arkham City news. They've got four of the senior creatives going to Kapow, which is a comic convention in London. And this is in conjunction with IGN. And they've got... Who have they got? They've got game director Sefton Hill, and also lead narrative designer Paul Crocker, audio director Nick Arundel, and the art director David Hego. And it's an hour-long session. It's taking place on... Which day of Kapow? So Kapow's taking place on the 19th and the 20th, but this doesn't actually seem to say which day they're doing it. I'd imagine they're doing it on the Saturday. Unless they're doing it both days, which would be quite cool. But so Kapow's like trying to be, I suppose, a bit like MCM. Because MCM, of course, is the much larger expo in the UK, at least for TV, films, games, anime, all that kind of stuff. And Kapow kind of does the same. They also have appearances from other people, as well as the Arkham City stuff. But the Arkham City stuff's a quite a nice addition to it. Maybe they'll talk a bit about the upcoming What's-A-Face DLC. Harley Quinn. But yeah, so Kapow happens on the 19th and 20th of May. So if you live in London, you can pop there this weekend, or you can go down to London, or up to London, depending on where you live. And that's kind of it for the news this week.
Oh, I'm playing Wolfenstein.
Well, I know, we can see that you're playing
Wolfenstein. Do some more news.
I can't make up news.
Why can't I walk out this door? Oh, because the door's actually shut, but it didn't load.
I can't make up the news.
Okay. Right, I'll play that again in a bit.
Yeah, you can do it when I'm talking about the releases.
The chat room says stuff. Something about Mark Hamill. To go to something, but I don't know what.
They should get Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill would charge the roof.
And plus he's like 1,000 years old now.
I'm not sure if he does signing events, but if he did go... But I suppose, I guess you mean for Mark and Kevin, just to chat with people.
Boom, chat at this.
The Batman Arkham City panel. It would be nice, but I bet he'd charge the earth and they wouldn't be able to afford it.
Oh yeah, the trouble is there's so many
I'm
rich
stars. I'm pretty
sure
fans. He charges about maybe £100 for a signature and stuff like that. He's like Shatner. They charge tons. What did you say? Are you talking about Shatner? It's a shame that you missed watching the Captain's film. He's crazy. But not as creepy as Avery Brooks.
Well, we know he's creepy.
He was just randomly singing. It was really creepy. I didn't think he was that creepy. I really liked Sisko.
Sisko is the man. He's like the number one. Deep Space Nine was the best.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine is awesome. Of course, Next Generation is good as well, but Deep Space Nine is awesome.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Fun. Last week, everyone would have heard this. We had a few guesses last week, many of which were wrong. So Catherine was technically wrong, because I spelled it wrong in the notes. Oompa Loompa. That's the wrong answer, Catherine.
You know that's not what I said. You wrote that.
That's what you said. Are you disputing? Are you disputing my notes?
Yes, Sith Lord, you should watch The Captains. It's quite a funny film.
Ignore the chat room. I'm in charge here.
I just want to say the chat room. The Captains is a really cool documentary made it's a funny documentary made by William Shatner with all the other previous all the future captains, I suppose. You can't really say previous because he was he wasn't the first, but...
What are you talking about?
The Captains.
Cam Pike was the first.
I know, that's why I said he wasn't the first.
Arr, meaty.
Was he in the pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah. They also spoke to, I can't remember his name. They spoke to the guy who had the eye patch in the film. Who was he? The Klingon, which didn't look like a Klingon.
Eye patch Klingon?
He has an eye patch and a little moustache. But
what, the fat Klingon?
He's not fat.
Oh, I don't know then.
I can't think of what his name is. They spoke to him as well because he was kind of a captain. I think William Shatner just wanted to talk to someone else.
Can I ask
you? Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking to Mr. Sith Lord.
So the answer to that was Limbo.
Finished Limbo. Yay.
This week we got something a little more tricky. This is a game that came out in 1999.
Okay.
And I own it. Stop cheating! Stop it!
You gonna take it from me?
Come on, Catherine.
Have you been playing it recently?
No comment.
No comment. Is it Homeworld?
You think it's Homeworld? Okay. Catherine says Homeworld.
Did I play Homeworld with you?
Hmm.
I did at one point, didn't I?
Yeah, probably like 2 minutes and you got annoyed with it and fed up, like normally happens when you try and play my games.
Homeworld is the... Wait, there's a Homeworld 2 in there.
Yeah. There's Homeworld, Homeworld Cataclysm, and Homeworld 2. And obviously they've now got the rights back for Homeworld 3 if they ever want to do another Homeworld.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yes, since it could be cheap to make, since it's easy to make... It's a real-time strategy game in space. That means all you have to do is make ships. You don't have to make any backgrounds or anything else.
Yeah, I played that with you once, I think. Because I think I've actually got the disc with my code downstairs in my flat box.
Funnily enough, here's my... Get off, SimCity. Here's my copy of Homeworld 2. I don't know where Homeworld 1 is.
Actually, I've got Homeworld 2 as well, I think. Maybe I played Homeworld 2 with you.
Homeworld 2 has sufficient improvements to warrant playing that rather than the first one. Guesses, people, chat room. 5, 4.
It sounds lovely, the
3,
music.
2.
Is it a theme?
This is, that music was off the intro cutscene.
Yeah.
0. Is that, you stick with Homeworld?
Might as well.
Homeworld 2?
No.
Just Homeworld, okay. Chat room doesn't seem to have any guesses. If you think you know what it is.
Well, I think Homeworld.
Feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on the YouTube episode if you're watching it on there. Or leave a comment on our website, gamercast.net, on this week's episode of the podcast.
Podcast.
Yes, and the answer will be revealed next week with the GZs.
New releases this week.
So obviously, first up, we've got Wolfenstein 3D.
Okay. are we actually mentioning this on the new releases? Well, it just came out on browsers.
Yeah, it's free to play.
So you go on wolfenstein.bet.
What? Can I say the first free episodes of free?
What are
the,
there?
The other free are nowhere to be found.
Yeah. So maybe they're just doing it bit by bit. Do you think John put this together?
Mr. Carmack?
Yeah.
He might have had a bored weekend at some point.
Right, let's put it on browsers. Okay, so as well,
so
as
if,
of course,
if you're a noob, this is what started it all. This is a 3D first person shooter with all the basic elements in here. Obviously we know it's like two or three games before this which were going in that direction, but this is like the main one. This is the one that everyone played. This is the one that everyone had on their computer. This is where it's at, man. If only we could listen to the treasure pickup sound. But unfortunately we can't, because Catherine will complain that I'm distracting everyone from the show.
You're distracting me right now as well, because I'm just watching you.
Well, stop watching it and talk about Diablo.
Okay, so Diablo 3 is coming out, of course. This is only on PC, for anyone who doesn't know.
Where's the Xbox version?
As with every Blizzard game, it works on Windows and Mac.
In Tosh.
And you can buy a collector's edition, which, as usual... with other Blizzard releases that have collector's editions. It comes with an art book, a soundtrack, a behind the scenes, and then you also get a nice little USB as well as a pet for in WoW, some StarCraft 2 avatars for BattleNet, and in-game items.
I really don't like this difficulty level for Diablo 3. Loads of flipping grinds.
Diablo 3 is, of course, the sequel, which has taken quite some time from Diablo 2. It features nice online-ness. Paul played it for a weekend.
Yeah, back with the open weekend. It's all right. Obviously, multiplayer is like the main cool feature with it now, because you can just drop in and play with your mates. Difficulty scales up automatically. I mean, if it was single player, I really wouldn't bother with it. Because
I always used to play those star games.
Because it's really, you know,
silver and it's like mesmerizing watching that. Silver and Titan Quest, Diablo 2. What's the new stuff? Torchlight are so bloody addictive.
Let's do the bonus level.
So yeah, and you found it enjoyable, although you did get to level 13 very quickly, didn't you?
Yeah.
So either it's just that you can get
this
to
is where
a,
now I get killed.
You can either it's either that you can just get to a lowish level really quickly, or well, I say lowish.
Flipping new to someone in the corner.
Level 10, but then it's always easy. It was easy in WoW to get level 10 as well.
Well, the thing is, the open beta was easy anyway.
Yeah.
By design.
Okay. Then we have
Nibble.
Max Payne Nibble. 3, the sequel to Max Payne and Max Payne 2. Instead of being developed by Remedy, though, it's been developed by Rockstar Canada, I believe. This
like
is
it, like
perhaps the final bit in Max's tale of how he's gotten to where he's got. It has flashback sequences, so you see Max as like a John McClane.
NYPD officer.
John McClane style.
Lost my gun.
Die Hard, shooting people, lots of glass, no hair. Actually,
read
I suppose
this.
John McClane's got hair. Google Chrome 16, I didn't even know it had numbers. I didn't know Firefox had numbers.
Yeah, well, the browser numbers now, any release they do, point release.
Oh, okay.
New home number! Just to be really annoying.
But yeah, so Max Payne 3 is supposed to go really in depth to the rest of Max's story.
Yeah.
Of course, the events of Max Payne 1 and 2 changed him quite a bit, so I imagine Max Payne 3 is even more.
Yeah, Max Payne 2 went downhill.
No, Max Payne 2 was good.
No, it was 2. It was 2 PS2.
It was good. Anyway, so it's still got bullet time and all that kind of stuff, but it's also got multiplayer.
Bullet time's cool.
The multiplayer
does it have bullet time in multiplayer?
It does.
Wow, that's really cool. You can just queue everyone queue up your bullet time and we just run it off of each other all the time.
Yeah, it has bullet time.
So it slows it down for everyone?
I believe so.
Yeah, just everyone get together and when one person finishes, you just keep doing it until eventually the game is just this really slow game. Your turn.
Yeah, I'm wondering that as well.
Your turn. Your turn.
But it's supposed to have the bullet time.
I forgot.
I saw some multiplayer videos and I think there was bullet time wrong there. But it looks interesting. It could be cool. I'm a lot more interested in the single player campaign though, which is apparently about 12 hours long. Although one review said 6 to 7 hours worth is more than enough. And that the extra 6 made it feel a bit.
See, I liked Max Payne 1, but he became too much of a douchebag in number 2. In this one, he seems to be a douchebag 1,000 times
over.
Why
do you think he became a douchebag in number 2?
Because he was heading that way. Douchebag.
I like number 2. He was Australian soap actor man in number 2.
That's probably what I don't like about him.
I did like Sam Lake Max Payne more, though.
I prefer the Alan Wake Max Payne.
So, they have announced DLC for
hey
Max
Alan.
Payne 3. Although, the DLC they have announced is multiplayer-based. They haven't announced any single-player-based DLC. They have said the Rockstar Pass only grants you DLC up until the end of the year. So if they release any single-player stuff next year, there is potential for that, but it depends, I suppose, on the sales of Max Payne 3 and if they've got the team working on stuff as well. But I'm looking forward to it. That's also the big major release of this week. But over here, of course, we've got to wait until Max Payne 3 on Friday, which means potential bit of Diablo time beforehand, and then Max Payne 3
You're
on the
You're not
going to
play Diablo.
I am.
you're not playing with me. I've got my
fine, I won't play with you. I'll
elite
play my own
gang to play with, who
I'll
I've assembled.
I'll find other friends to play with.
The Dylan Down Action Squad.
Then we also have Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City coming out on Windows. This is also games for Windows Live, so it will have achievements with it. This is the four-player squad co-op-y based Resident Evil game made by the
people who make games.
Began with an S on the PS2, and it always had headphones.
A headset. Headset.
Began with an S. Oh, I hate it when names...
Quicksilver! Slow
Silver.
Super Silver. Super Super. Super Lame-o.
Super Lame-o?
Super Headset.
Super Lame-o. It was made by Slant 6. I believe... Are they the guys that made the... SOCOM. SOCOM. But not
SOCOM.
Not the PS2 ones. They did the PS3 and the two PSP ones. Yes, it was made by them. It didn't get great reviews. However, Games for Windows Live, so that means if you already played it and finished it all on 360, you can play it again on PC and get the achievements.
Yeah, but loads of people hate Games for Windows Live.
I know, I've noticed that.
It's cool. I like it. I like having a G.
I think it was Kotaku had a post today of which was worse, the little paperclip guy or Games for Windows Live.
Surely it's Clippy.
Clippy. What is it he says?
It looks like you're writing a letter. It looks like you're writing a letter.
Yeah.
Oh, so wind up.
Then, also, we've got...
I'm so glad that Microsoft got rid of all the assistant things they had in Windows and Office. So, in Windows, you had that stupid dog.
Oh, yeah, I remember the
Windows
doggy.
XP search dog. Go away! Go away!
He'd go woof. Then we have a multi-platform
just
release.
Imagine if Windows Vista and Windows 7 had that in all their little storage boxes up in the corner. You had a stupid dog up there.
It looks like you're writing a letter. It looks like you're writing a letter.
It's like, go away. Go away, stupid dog.
So we also have a
multi-platform.
We also have a multi-platform release coming out called Cartoon Network Punch Time Explosion. This is from it's a console fighting game, although it is also coming out on 3DS. It's 360, Wii and PS3 though, so you get to play as Cartoon Network characters, so you could play Johnny Bravo and beat up like the Powerpuff Girls.
What about a Predator?
Or you play Samurai Jack, that's pretty cool. Ben 10. Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory. I'm trying to think of who else is Cartoon Network. Is Cat Dog Cartoon Network? Probably not, is it? Well, that'd be a bit weird fighting as Cat Dog.
No, do I.
Did you ever watch Cat Dog?
Windows XP is better because it's got a stupid cert dog.
Cat Dog. Oh, no.
Don't get me started about Bob.
That was Nickelodeon.
In fact, Bob is what Apple are doing a lot of nowadays. Making a calendar look like an actual calendar.
And then finally this week, we've got Summer Challenge Athletics Tournament that's coming out on 360 and PS3. Ed and Eddie. Potentially...
Let's play Morrowind.
So the only characters I've got listed on this is Johnny Bravo, Powerpuff Girls, Ben 10, Samurai Jack, Dexter's Laboratory, and more.
I'm playing Morrowind.
Computer, make me a sandwich. I'm quoting Dexter's Laboratory.
So I don't watch Cartoon Network.
I never had Cartoon Network. I had to watch them when they were on ITV or whatever. Or CITV. This was
ITV.
When I was little. Or younger. Summer Challenge Athletics Tournament is coming out, I believe, on PS3 and Xbox 360. This is, again, to try and cash in on the whole upcoming Olympics, just before they come out, because, of course, Sega are making the Olympics game.
Yeah, so the Olympics game is the end of June,
yeah.
Isn't it?
This one is a...
cheap ripoff, try and make
some money. Competitive environment of professional athletics and Olympic-style events. 20 events across 8 disciplines... allows you to compete in single or multiplayer game modes via network play or local split screen. And there's online leaderboards. There's 20 events, as I said, including 100, 200, 400, and 1,500 meter sprint, 110 meter hurdles, javelin, discus, shot put, long jump, triple jump, pole jump, hammer throw, high jump, fencing, 15 meter recurve archery, 70 meter compound archery. I didn't know there was multiple kinds of archery. 100 meter freestyle swimming, diving, 100 meter butterfly swimming, and gymnastics.
Wow. The ultimate pile of mini games.
Yeah, it would just be like
Olympic
track and field, wouldn't it?
Like Barcelona 1992 Olympic Games. Don't you want to play a game? You used to do it like that. Now you have to.
Yeah, I had to do it like this.
No. You do it like this, yeah? Because then just this movement does this button for you. Because it moves the controller.
Are you using a 360 controller?
No, I'm using a Master System controller. Okay, this is 1992.
Okay. Well, I'm using a Spectrum. ZX Spectrum. Plus 3.
I had a, Spectrum was this.
I had a... You had some kind of Olympic-style game on
it. We had, there was an athletics game on there.
Or International Track and Field on the NES.
Alright, that sounds fun.
I always did it like that. I'm not that fast though with doing button things. The Plus 3 did have a disk drive, floppy disk drive.
So it's disk with a K. Not disk with a C. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week, really.
Yeah, there's hardly any releases this week, but the thing is, if you release a game this week, you've got to compete with Diablo and Max Payne 3, and wow, that's quite a lot to compete with. Pretty big games. I mean, we've got, there's PC covered and there's consoles covered, so
I'll take a Max Payne to PC this week.
I think it is this week. I'll double check.
No. Good job I asked these things.
Max Payne 3.
Hey, guess what t-shirt I'm wearing today? Did you just say something?
It's coming out on the 1st of June for PC.
Okay, so it's not PC, so...
It's not competing with
you
PC.
You suck.
Jeez.
I want my PC Max Payne. How am I supposed to play Max Payne with a controller? Oh, I'll go for all these annoying hit. Do this, do that, do this. I saw a really good Quake...
It's a third-person cover shooter. It works with a controller. Just saying. It's not like it's a first-person
mouse.
Game. Disc is American English. Disc.
Yes, anyway, I saw a really cool video of what if Quake was made today.
I saw you post that on Facebook.
Look for it on YouTube. Okay. And anyone who's like over 25 or maybe even over 20, a push? No, over 25. You don't count, sorry. You don't count. And you didn't play Wolf 3D as a kid. You know,
I
you
played
didn't get,
Doom as a kid.
You didn't get to your teens and you have this awesome multiplayer Quake stuff going on, yeah? Because that's where it's at, man. And yeah, I mean,
no, I was still playing
really
SNES
funny.
Games.
SNES? PC,
Drive.
Man.
Do you know have a PC? Well, I had a PC when I was 12.
You got your SNES. Meanwhile, I've got my 200 megahertz Pentium 1 jobby. MMX, yeah? MMX.
Sorry, I have really
Voodoo
nice,
1.
Really nice looking 2D games.
And then maybe I'll even get a Voodoo 2 and I can do 800 by 600 resolution graphics.
That's nice.
Ah, unlike the Voodoo 1,
that's
which is only
nice.
640 by 480, which is really annoying. But I'll tell you what, the difference in like Quake and Quake 2, it's like, wow, man. This looks brilliant. Look, colours. Wow.
So you were saying about this video. So
watch this video.
Show.
It's funny.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to like Gamercast as well. Facebook.com/Gamercast.net. As in our,
or you can just go on the website.
Just on the website is a like button.
I think actually there's a
click
link.
The like button because we're going to do some competitions which are going to revolve around this Facebook thing, and they're going to like to enter it. You have to like us or something. I don't know. It's her decision what she do. I don't know.
I believe we've got a link on our Gamercast YouTube. So
yeah, the link's also on the YouTube
it.
Thing as well.
Here you go, Facebook.
Although it's the old, not friendly link.
Yeah, it's not a like link. You click on it and it takes you to it.
Yeah, but it's the old style link where you had a page and then a load of numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can update that if you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Feedback, as always, feedback at Gamercast.net. Leave a comment on our website, Gamercast.net. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us, give us money. Give me games. I'll have some games, good games, PC games, old PC games, new games are rubbish in their console ports. Especially Skyrim, what's to do with that? Console port, it smells of console port. Like, ugh, I can feel the PS3 coming out of my computer. It's not good. Yeah. Anything else, Catherine?
No. No.
No, okay, well, we'll catch everyone next week. Next week we'll be having a review of Diablo 3. I'll get one of my hardcore Diablo 3 players on, and we'll have a little session talking about that. Because otherwise it'll be like with Catherine, and she doesn't really play it, because she'll be playing Max Payne, because Max Payne's awesome.
No, I'll have finished Max Payne by then.
You would have finished Max Payne by next week.
I'd like to.
You would have done it over the weekend.
It's been 12 hours.
Catherine's getting hardcore. She's going to finish Max
Payne. I want to finish it so I don't put it down and then not play it for about a month.
Okay.
That's
what you can look forward to next week. Assuming all the technologies that we need set up actually work, and this guy actually comes online, which is seriously up for debate. So we'll see what happens.